Morning. Peter, you wrote the book on bin Laden. Did the president lie?
I mean, the short answer is there's no evidence for that at all. Cy Hirsch has had a distinguished career as an investigative journalist, but I think he misfired with this one. A number of the claims he makes in this piece just defy common sense and the evidence that we know. For instance, he says that because the U.S. and Pakistan, these were collaborating on the hunt for bin Laden, and they all knew that he was in this compound in Abbottabad in northern Pakistan, that there was no firefight. The SEALs just walked in and shot bin Laden. Well, I was in the compound and I saw evidence of considerable number of bullets that were exchanged. We know from two of the SEALs on the raid who publicly said that other people were killed that night, other shots were fired. We know from multiple U.S. officials that four other adults in the compound were killed. And that's just one example of where the reporting just doesn't make sense. Another, Carol, is he says that Saudi Arabia was financing bin Laden's stay in Abbottabad, which makes no sense at all. After all, bin Laden's principal goal is the overthrow of the Saudi regime. They revoked his citizenship in 1994. He's their mortal enemy, and the idea that somehow they'd be subsidizing his stay in the compound, none of this really adds up. Not to say that there might not be something in the 10,000-word article that's true, but as far as I can tell, what's true isn't new, and what's new isn't true.
You don't sound like you think much of this article at all, Peter.
Well, I'm somebody who admires Cy Hirsch, and he broke the My Lai story. He broke the Abu Ghraib story along with 60 Minutes. He's had a distinguished career, but this is based really on one source, and literally hundreds of people in Pakistan and the U.S. government would have to be lying for years and years about this issue. And we live in an open society, and when there is a conspiracy like Watergate, people start talking about it. Not just one person, but number of people. So it fails a lot of common sense tests.
And you also did your homework on this one. You actually contacted Hirsch's main Pakistani source. He's a retired general. His name is Asad Durrani. What did he tell you?
Well, Asad Durrani was head of the Pakistani Military Intelligence Agency in the early 90s. So that's two decades ago. So it's not like he's super current on the bin Laden raid. But what he told me is that there was no evidence of the assertion that the Pakistanis knew that that ISI knew that bin Laden was in Abbottabad. But he said, he said plausibly it could be so. But there's a big difference between plausibility and evidence. And so simply having somebody say, hey, it's plausible, I mean, anything's plausible. But as historians and journalists, we try and traffic in what is true, what is provable or disprovable.